Moms, are you raising your kids to believe they can create the life of their dreams? Are you living your life that way as well? Living an awakened life means more than just talking about it. Join host Debbie Pokornik on Vibrant, Powerful Moms as she shares practical tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests, all geared at helping you create and live an extraordinary life. It's time to stand firmly in your power and model the life you want for your kids to inherit. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Now, today, my guest is Angelia LaRue. Angie has been a guest on this show a couple of times, talking about what felt to me like rather tame topics. They're still very important ones, things like the danger of electromagnetic fields or how to manifest things in your life. And so very interesting, very timely for sure. And just so you know, those were back in 2018, September and November, if you want to find out more. But when her and I were talking about doing another show, she made the comment that she lives life on the cutting edge of human consciousness. And I thought, I want more of that. I want to hear about that on this show. So today I'm asking her to share a no-holds-barred glimpse of some of her experiences on the cutting edge. So let me start by orienting you to her story, which her bio covers nicely. So I'm just going to quickly read that to you. On December 9th, 2011, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Angie had a radical, spontaneous awakening of consciousness while going about an ordinary Hawaiian day as a professional artist and housewife. It happened on a business call while on her way into the kitchen to get a drink of water. Now, she actually shared more of this in our interview back on September 3rd, I think it was, 2018. So if you need more about that part of her story, you can go there and hear about it. But for now, I want you to know that within 3 months, her life in Hawaii abruptly ended, and she was thrust out onto the road to learn with spirit as her teacher and only two suitcases. She was reeling from the full explosion of psychic abilities and the sudden awareness of subtle energy, full-blown empathic skills with heavy cording to many others, and the ability to see multidimensionally, which had turned her life into utter chaos, dissolving her previous life and 20-year marriage in a rapid domino effect. No kidding, wow. She would spend the next 3 years living out of a suitcase, navigating by the quiet whisper of spirit as she unlearned and re-remembered. It was a time of epic heights of bliss and depths of devastating suffering as the egoic structure was humbled and spirit retrained the body and mind. 5 years from the awakening day, she landed the whole experience on the tarmac of the 3D and began service through love to others. Can you imagine what that must have been like? Now, listeners, I want to say to you that if this is new territory to you, I encourage you to take a deep breath, relax, and see if anything resonates for you, if it strikes a chord or, you know, stands out for you in some way, because you're listening today for a reason, and you never know what might move you forward in your own awakening. So with that said, Angie, welcome back to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you, Debbie. It is lovely to be here again. And hello out there to everybody listening. It is a pleasure to be in this space with you today.
I think the pleasure is all ours. So how about we start with a little description of life in the day of Angie right now. Now, I get it. I know you're a very, very busy person. You do a lot of things. So maybe just a few of the highlights from what you consider a semi-normal day might look like for you.
So a semi-normal day might start with doing a psychic reading for somebody concerning whatever it is that they're needing some help on, a little bit of advice on, and I get that from their higher self and their angels and guides. And then maybe come the afternoon, I might be doing a psychic surgery on someone. Lately, I've been dealing with a lot of people with brain injuries. I live in a place where there's people ride bikes a lot, and bikes and cars don't go well together. So brain injuries and brain surgeries is something that seems to be quite common. Later in the afternoon, I will probably have a couple of psychic awareness development students. That's going to be at different phases. Some are becoming quite advanced, having a tremendous amount of mastery in their life, and they're nuancing, or they're moving into a few new territories that they haven't had experience in, and they're learning how to do that. Or they might just be beginning for the first time, just beginning to understand why they get energies from other people and they can't seem to get rid of them, and they're wanting to be able to control their energetic field, their biomagnetic field, and their own emotions inside. So it runs the gamut from those who are getting ready to step into priestesshood to those who are just beginning the walk of learning to have more control in their life and of themselves and of their mind. And wow. Then the day might finish out with an interview with a beautiful host like Debbie.
And that's it finishing out. You've already seen all those people and done all of those things. So do you have like lots of people? And this might not be a fair question. I get it, when you're building a business, you don't always want to divulge this kind of information. But my point is, are there a lot of people looking for this kind of information?
You know, there is, Debbie. It seems like since 2012, when our planet moved into a horizontal elliptic lineup with the center of our galaxy, we started getting new frequencies on this planet that we haven't felt before. And it is causing awakenings. People are becoming more aware, more conscious. Some of those are very spontaneous awakenings, like the one I had. And people are reeling into my office with wild eyes. They look half crazed. They feel like they've just lost their mind. And I'm having to help them navigate. No, you were like a cocoon and a chrysalis, and you've now turned into a butterfly. And now you got to learn how to use your wings.
Nice. That, you know, that's such a beautiful analogy, because it would be shocking.
It is shocking. And I, you know, my goal is to keep people out of the psych wards. And there's a lot of people who, when they experienced awakening, only turned to their family, and their family thought they had lost their mind. And they literally ended up in hospitals with IVs full of, you know, drugs to basically stop their mind. And there, a lot of people have ended up being able to come out of that. Their higher self was able to get through them and say, you need to get out of here. You know, trust in me. I will teach you what you need to know. But there's a few who have not made it out, and the world kept them down and continued to control them. But most people, I have to say, get out. They do what I did. They become, you know, a nomad for a little while, and they just travel, and they learn to hear the voice of spirit.
Right.
And by the time they're led back into society again, which is a mix of people at different levels of consciousness, right? Society is the gamut of consciousness. They have enough surety and enough neutrality that they can safely navigate the 3D realms and be a lighthouse. Now they're a lighthouse of love for others that they cross paths with. But there's a point where we're like a butterfly with wet wings, and a bird can just come eat us, or a praying mantis, or anything, because we can't unfurl our wings and fly yet. You know, it's like the newborn deer who's just come out of mom and it's wet and it hasn't figured out how to get its legs yet. Right. So there's a point there when we are newborn, we are reborn again. And most of us navigate that, although it's quite traumatic, but we do it and we come out the other side.
You right. Know? Now, I actually want to ask you a few more questions about that. I'm going to hold off on them till a little bit later, but I definitely want to go there. So I'm kind of curious, Angie, about you know, I'm thinking about all those people that are listening to you, and some are probably thinking, oh my gosh, I would not want that to happen to me. That just sounds too painful. And yet at the same time, they're curious and they want, they can feel the pull, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So how would you compare your overall happiness now to where you were prior to awakening?
Oh, my goodness. That's such a great question. First, I want to start by saying the spontaneous awakening, the 2x4, the cosmic 2x4 awakening does not happen to everyone. No. A lot of people come into awakening in a very gentle, natural way where they can integrate it without it being a real destructive thing. But some people, that I think is what their soul had planned on to get their attention, because they came into a human body and a human mind, which was very strong and stubborn, and it needed to be slapped upside the head really hard to get its attention. So, yeah, I just, you know, I know a number of people, it's been a very gentle, slow thing progressively over their life, where they would read a book or they'd watch a show or they'd hear a show like this, and it would take them up a little notch and they'd integrate that.
Yes. Which has been mostly my experience.
Yeah.
You know, mine has been more, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. Oh, I see this, but I really haven't been hit too many times.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Not the way you've been hit.
Yeah, I really recommend the gentle epiphany.
Yeah, gentle approach, please.
Exactly, yeah. If possible, I recommend that.
Yes.
And the other part of your question was?
About the happiness level. So how would you measure that, or how would you compare it?
I think before I was living for approval, you know, my husband's approval, society's approval, this committee, that charity event, you know, the gallery owner, I was a professional artist, you know, the public. I was living for other people's approval. And I was, I think, basing how I lived, how I dressed, how I presented myself, how I spoke. I was constantly wearing all these different hats and faces for these different position. So in other words, I was acting, but I didn't know I was acting. I was just trying to fit in.
Right.
And also life happened to me. So all the different moods, the events, the et cetera, was life happening to me. And I felt like there was chaos. Mm-hmm. Like life was chaos, and you know, Tuesday's good, Friday's not, you know, and it just depended. You never knew. It was like life was a box of chocolates and you never knew what you were going to get.
Right.
And now I'm not alone. And I have a team. I have my higher self, and that's a very strong relationship. And so almost everything I do, I run by them, and I find out, you know, this is how this can play out. This is how, you know, these are your best options. My internal guidance now is very strong. And because I'm at a different frequency and I'm in a different understanding of what life is about, what being a human is about, and what the universe is about, I don't care so much what anybody else thinks.
Right.
So, and that's relieved a huge amount of stress, because I'm not trying to fit in. I'm living my life from a place of truth and honesty and integrity. And that's what matters to me now. And so there's a lot more self-approval. There's a lot more worthiness. I know what I am, and what I am is phenomenally beautiful. And I can see that in other people. I see that spark in other people, and I see that potential in other people. So instead of all of us trying to scrap and scrape to make whatever kind of living and existence we can on this planet, I see phenomenal creative potential and divinity. I actually see God in other people.
Right. Nice.
And that changes the whole experience.
Absolutely. And I mean, even for me, I have found that that has been the biggest change, is that I feel so much more loving towards myself, towards others, towards even situations that arise. I'm much more in that place of curiosity, or isn't that interesting? Like, what's that about? Rather than that immediate sense of, oh, great. Now that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the judgment is gone. The polarity is gone. We're much more coming from a place of neutrality and acceptance and compassion than we are from judgment, having to take a stance, having an opinion on one side or the other. Like the binary aspect is not, it's greatly diminished.
Yeah, it's that sense that we're doing things wrong. If something doesn't work out exactly the way we wanted it, that we somehow failed, that, you know, it's that measure, good, bad, you know.
Exactly.
And you're right. It really changes things.
So we start experiencing more from a viewpoint of oneness than a viewpoint of duality or a binary viewpoint. Yep.
And that fills in a lot of gaps for us, doesn't it?
It does. It sure does. We start coming in wholeness with ourselves and all the aspects of ourselves.
Nice. Well, I just really wanted people to hear that, that if they're struggling, if they're feeling miserable or stuck or unhappy, or even if they're feeling happy with life, but not really, and then they feel guilty because they're not as happy as they should be for all that they have, that awakening is a beautiful way to start changing that. So in line with that, how do you suggest a person start awakening that isn't, I mean, they haven't had the spontaneous type of awakening and they don't want to. So, you know, what, if you were to give, say, one little suggestion, what would be that one suggestion?
Increase your quota of love. That's what awakening is based on. The more you move into love for everything, the tree, the sky, your child, your spouse, your society, your country, every aspect that you can, the more you move into towards awakening in a very gentle way. So increasing your frequency, and that means being discerning. And I hate to say that, because we all have that family member who's caught in the victimhood state, or that girlfriend who is just struggles to find anything positive about her situation in life, her interactions, or anything that happens with her. Mm-hmm. But as long as we are connected with people, especially in our inner circle, that are fully sconced in the fearful victimhood side of the equation, of when we look at it from a binary viewpoint, they do keep us, our frequency lower. So we need to be discerning about the movies we watch, the shows we listen to, the people that are around us, the very energy in the air. We want, you know, we would not deliberately go into a dive bar, some scary dark place, because we could get hurt. And we need to think about that too in terms of how we live our life. And if a person feels that calling deep inside, to connect with the divine, and they have a boss or a coworker who just is utter complete misery, and everything that comes out of their mouth, they're having to recover themselves from, it's okay to change jobs. You were looking for a job when you found that job, right? So we need to be discerning, and the more high frequencies we pull in around us, things that are more wholesome and loving and gentle and humorous, the more we can evolve, because we're building that frequency around us. There's less that will pull us down. We start having more control over our own frequency, meaning we have more choice in our emotions. And if we suddenly have emotions rising up, hopefully we're starting to get that eagle eye view where we can look at that emotion. Where did that come from? Is that actually relevant? Or did I have that reaction, you know, based on a belief system I don't actually adhere to anymore? Is that old programming I got from, you know, a neighbor or a family member or schooling, and it doesn't actually fit the model of the life that I'm beginning to believe in now?
Right. So basically you're starting to chip away a bit at your own belief system, starting to question it a little bit, right? And in this case, you're talking about doing it from that position of love, which is easy. Like when I hear you say it, for me, I like, oh, absolutely. I get that totally. But yet I know how difficult it can be. Like, I mean, every morning I ask to be guided and assisted in coming from a place of unconditional love and compassion towards myself and others. And I have to do that every morning, and sometimes even remind myself throughout the day because it isn't always that easy, right?
Well, it it's not effective for governments and nations to have a country full of people living in their own sovereignty, right? It is effective to have a government and a nation where you have the people looking towards you for answers. You're the great problem solver. So what happens is everything in our culture is tailored around keeping us in a dependent and fearful place because we're more controllable.
Right.
And so all the advertising and the news and all of that is really, it takes away our sovereignty. It keeps us in a fearful place. And so we spend our energy trying to make sure that we're going to be okay and our family is going to be okay, instead of spending that energy into building, you know, a better self, a better society, a better family. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want people to feel bad when they struggle to do this, because society was not designed to support us to become loving beings. Actually, in its roots, when we look at it, it's designed to make us compliant and dependent and take away our power and our sovereignty. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we're struggling against. And that doesn't mean we can't do it, even though that's kind of really big. We can. We can cut out the news. We can cut out the yes. advertising. We can, you know, I accidentally on YouTube the other day caught some, and I haven't heard it for months, and I caught some ad for some medicine. And they were deliberately telling me it would fix my life. It made me feel better. It was showing me pictures of, you know, beautiful sunny beaches and walking with my lover hand in hand, you know. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, really super quick, it was telling me all the side effects. So, and it was like, if you're willing just for a little bit of joy, you know, to gamble these side effects of a crashed liver, heart attack, possible suicide, depression, et cetera, you know, we'll give you this little slice of paradise. And it was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, I bet there's people who would buy that. They would play Russian roulette with prescription.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think it used to be more subtle. It's not so subtle anymore.
You know, and it's so interesting to me because while society is causing anguish, our relationships, on the other hand, are actually a gift to help us evolve the way we've come here to evolve. At least that's what I believe, and that's what I've been led to believe. Yeah. So I it's so important that people recognize that there is society at large, which we're all part of. And so we play a role in that. And by listening to it, buying into it, and all that, we actually add to it. And then there are our relationships, and they're two very separate things. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've noticed, but we are like almost out of time.
Oh,
and
goodness.
We didn't talk about you going to Saturn or talking with the Palladians or riding on a dragon or any of these incredible things that I was really hoping to get to. So let me flip ahead here and I want to give you a moment to talk about how you work with people now and how someone might become a client. But before you do, let me just tell people how to get more information about you. Okay?
All right.
So you can find out more about Angie and check out her awesome products at crystalarrays.com. That's CrystalArrays. So crystalarrays.com. And I have to tell you, I have several of her Orgon generators around my house. You know, that's a very physical piece that helps to protect from electromagnetic stuff and, you know, all that. And I love them. I love them. I have one in my purse, one in my car, so on and so forth. So I really encourage you, go to her site, check out the things that are there. And oh my gosh, Angie, I want to say, first of all, thank you so much for coming back on the show and being so open with us, because I so appreciate the path that you're blazing for us all. And now in the 30 seconds or so that we have left, what can you say about how people might work with you or whatever you feel inspired really to share?
A really gentle way and lovely way to begin the evolution of consciousness is through receiving frequencies. I'm a crystallogist. I work with crystals. They put out energy, which is pure energy. It can be programmed to certain hertz. The frequency of love is 528 hertz. And we've been able to put these into digital downloads. So frequency can be delivered just like how a radio station, say you receive your radio or how you're receiving this program. This is just frequencies moving through the air. These are available on my website, crystalarrays.com. An array is a pattern or a circuit. An array can be a circuit. And there's a free one that I've put it there for y'all. You'll find under the shop button, you can download just a little snippet. It's not the full experience. It's only about 12 minutes. A full crystal array is about 25 minutes, but you can try a free sampling. And that on certain radio shows, there's a 12-pack of these full arrays, which is available. And that will give me the opportunity to put you on my mailing list so you can find out where those are. They're not available on my website, and I'm sorry for that. They may be someday. But receiving these crystal energies is a very gentle way to begin the reprogramming, to program yourself more towards love and compassion and away from fear and being controlled and influenced by the world.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Angie, so much. And thank you to you, all of our listeners. You are so appreciated. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Angelia LaRue, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please share it with others to help spread the love. To find out more about Debbie, pick up free offers from the show, and listen to previous episodes, visit vibrantpowerfulmoms.com.